Okay, folks in the chat room and listening on the stream, if you donated money to Pride 48 since January the 1st, you'll get a ticket for the prize raffle, which is tomorrow. One ticket for every $5 you donated. Joey is going to be sending you an email. All the prizes are up on pride48.com under raffle prizes. You can go and take a look at them and let him know how many tickets you want to go in each prize. You don't have to wait to get an email from him. You can just tell him, or you just email Joey at pride48.com and tell him what you want, or you can just reply to his email. And folks here in New Orleans, bring your tickets tomorrow and you'll be able to put them in the different bags for the items you want to win. All right, here's Gary Bearden.
Okay, folks, you just heard Poke It With a Stick. And next coming up is going to be Geeky Gay. And if you're here in New Orleans, I know what Geeky Gay is going to, Adam's going to do, a taste testing for the hottest sauces or whatever. And he went and got some of that good chicken, and boy, it smells good in here. So anyway, we're making it all hungry. And also, Mr. Adam is also joined this weekend by Mark, and he's helping him too. So, and Big Ricky. So we're getting it all set up. I don't have anything to say. I did my little podcast this afternoon, and I'm talked out. So it's been another good day here. We've all enjoyed the all the shows today, and I did survive mine, thank goodness, and really kind of enjoyed doing it, and I really appreciate Nico and RT and Bill from St. Louis having me out today, and then all of the other folks here in the Pride 48 studios. Let me see what time it is, and a couple more minutes, okay. Okay. Anybody have anything to say? So, okay, all right. Okay.
Hi. We're just asking for the chat room. You have this amazing porn collection. Have you ever had a partner?
That's why I've got amazing porn collections, because I've never had a partner. So. Yeah, they again. I came out when I was in my early 50s, and the one of the decisions I made when I was in college was I wasn't going to get married because I knew I was gay, but I was very much in the closet, and for me that just wouldn't work. So, it hadn't worked out in the last 20 years. So, anyway, John Ong, I am going to do that. So, I am going to sing. We've had a big celebration at the end of my podcast today for Adam. He is turns 50 something today, I think. But the best part of this weekend, and we've kind of talked about it, is going to the on the horror tour the other night. I got behind Adam and his European jeans with his butt cleavage. Is delicious. So anyway, I am glad he has his new jeans, and they were very delicious and very good looking. And you fill them out really good, Adam. So anyway, okay, it's about a minute to go, and I was thinking happy birthday today, but everybody else was too. So anyway, let me end by my famous song for all of Pride 48. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! I'm just right.
Today is Saturday, August 17th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. And this is the Pride 48 Live Weekend Special. And this is a special edition of Geeky Gay. This is the podcast where I talk about my life 5 days a week. But tonight, we are going to do, and there's a live audience who's going to clap wildly for me now. Yay! Okay. So I am joined, though, because I don't like to do a solo show solo on the live thing. So I'm joined by Taylor the Latte Boy.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
And by Ricky, who had the first podcast, I believe, and everyone else was a spinoff. He's from Foul Monkeys. So hello. So what we're going to do.
That's not my claim.
Yeah, what we're going to do tonight, we are going to talk. We're just going to chat about the weekend and stuff like that. But the main event, and it's, I know it's more of a visual thing. Sorry, chat room. You know, those of you who are in the chat room and you're not able to see anything. But what we're going to do, I feel like it'll be audio as well, though.
Oh, I have a feeling it'll be audio.
So there's a show on YouTube called Hot Ones, and I totally stole this from Hot Ones. And they make millions of dollars, I'm sure, on this. But what they do is they do an interview show where they bring on celebrities. And my celebrities are Taylor and Ricky. I'm not interviewing them. I'm not going to do that part of it. But what they do during the interview is they actually try hot wings. So what we're going to do is we are going to try. So we've got all the way from mild all the way to like super hot at the other end of the table.
Okay.
So
thank
every
you. My name's Ricky.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we've got, I'll reach back here in a second. We've got milk, we've got water, we've got ice cream, we've got some bread, you know, so we've got everything we might need. And as we talk, we're going to try these. So, so for those of you, sitting at the table,
okay.
The number one is here.
Okay.
Is the bottom right.
The bottom right.
And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 across the bottom. And then 6 is the top right. And then the one on the far top left is number 10.
Okay.
Okay, so so we're going to go ahead and start. You know what we don't have? I guess we can just put them back on the board. We don't have anything to set our things on. So we're going to go ahead and start.
Okay.
And we're going to let everyone listen to us chew.
Okay.
So
now,
we're just
I have questions.
Okay.
Is this one of these where we have to completely finish it? Or do
no.
We, no, you just do you have to get the taste?
You want to get the taste.
And are you going to say the name of the hot sauce also?
Yes, okay. I am. So number one is Pride 48 is sponsored by, no, I'm just kidding. So number one is the Hot Ones Classic Hot Sauce.
Okay.
And so we're going to try it now.
All right.
Also, audience members, 1 through 10 are right here. So if anyone wants to come up, you can grab one, but only the one that we're currently trying. So if you want to do it, and then if you want to say something in the mic, you can.
This is good. Mm-hmm. This is good. It's almost sweet.
It's like ketchup.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like ketchup on my fried chicken, so I don't like that analogy.
I don't either, but...
But it is like, good.
Like, I don't want to eat the whole thing, though.
Oh, that was a crunchy one.
So that one's not bad. That's almost like a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
But only if they don't offer you a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Huh? I can't understand what you're saying.
Isn't that the whole thing where you went to the drive-thru and they said the thing where, like, would you like to try a Wendy's chicken sandwich and you got really mad?
No, that wasn't a spot. I don't remember what that was. It might have been. It could have been anything. It's just any time I go to the drive-thru and they offer me what I wanted to order, like, I don't. So, we got spillage. We got spillage.
So,
here
wait, if they offer something to you in the drive-thru and you don't want it, you still take it anyway?
Well, what I'm saying is, I get some negative emotions if I go up to the drive-thru and I've wanted to order something in particular, and then they say, would you like to try our blah, 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 and that's the thing that I had wanted, because I feel like I'm a people pleaser, and it makes me resent the person at the drive-thru. Oh,
okay, God. I think I have an analogy. Okay, there are times that after we have dinner in my house, I am going to take out the trash, okay? And then if it's one of
his
these
name
where...
name is Babalu.
No. So...
Well,
that was not.
That wasn't me saying that. But if there's a sometimes where if I am asked to take out the trash before I'm going to take out the trash, then it kind of is where I sort of resent the fact that I was asked to take out the trash because it doesn't feel like it was my idea.
Exactly.
It
no,
feels like
exactly.
I'm doing it because I'm being told to. So it feels like my power is... My agency is being taken away from me.
Crazy party of two.
I think we have a comment on the microphone.
Okay, Adam, this is Laughing Buddha, and you know I hail from the Midwest, And we have a stereotype up there that people from the Midwest kind of have a sensitivity to spice. We consider spice like white pepper. Uh-huh. And okay, now I consider myself to have a sophisticated palate. This is not spicy. I hope you have something else.
Well, stick around.
Challenge me in a way that
this is the first one.
Yeah.
The idea is to lead up to hotness, to lead up to the Ricky Burton.
Well, this isn't. Yeah.
We're still at Adam. We have to get to Ricky.
this isn't prom night. You know, it's like, come on.
Like, get to it.
That I can
get to it.
Well, thank you for the comment. That is number one. I don't know how hot you wanted to start. Because, I mean, I'm feeling that a little bit. I mean, it's not.
Woo, that is hot.
I'm not feeling that. I mean, I have a little bit on the tip of my tongue, but that's literally
like ketchup.
Okay.
All right.
After initial hot, though, it does kind of. I'm still eating.
Well, these are Pizza Hut wings. I know Ricky doesn't. I know Ricky would have preferred Popeyes or, you know, something like that. But
Popeyes doesn't have wings, though, do they?
Of course they do. They sell the whole bird.
Okay. I don't mean like. I mean, you can't get a box of wings.
Yes,
like you can. Like buffalo wings?
No, not buffalo wings.
No, okay. But yes, you can just ask for a dark meat.
Right.
Well, I've got it. I'm timing it out, Fatty. Fatty's like rushing us along.
He wants to see us throw up.
Yeah, I mean, he wants us to be like.
So, we're the last show of the night. We can take 2 hours if we need to.
Oh, true, exactly. Anyway, we'll go on to number two then.
Okay, well, what is number two?
Number two is Vanna White. It's the Angry Goat Pepper Company. And it's, he took it away, so I can't read the name of it. Hippy Dippy Green is the name of it.
Okay, I'm not a fan of green sauces, but I will.
It comes out green also.
I think it tastes pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, there's the heat. Okay.
That almost
tastes like a salsa.
It tastes like tomatillos.
Yeah, well, it's probably. I mean, it is green, so that's probably why. Holy, okay. There's a little bit of heat in that one. Just a little bit. Just like a lot. Now, okay. Whereas the first one was on the tip of my tongue. This one's kind of the side of my tongue.
Anyone want to try?
No, Gary. So I don't understand. This one tastes less hot to me than the one before.
I disagree.
And I never understand it when people say they're getting the heat on different parts of their tongue. If it touches any part of your tongue, I mean, I'm thinking I'm getting it everywhere. But so how has your weekend been so far?
Weekend's been pretty good,
Latte Boy.
Weekend has been pretty good. I've enjoyed hosting. I love getting to see some people that I haven't gotten to see in a couple of years, and some of the new people that I haven't seen in quite a while, or new people that I've never met before. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had Fatty said we had 12 new people, and I'm horrible with names, so, and people have not been wearing their lanyards. So if I don't know your name.
Wait, if you're new.
I'm sorry.
If you're new, can you stand up or something?
Yeah, if you're somebody that's never been here before, stand up. Amy? How can we tell when Amy's standing up?
Vanessa.
Where's the other 11?
I guess they're not here. Oh,
they're
busy.
Dan.
Oh,
okay. Dan.
I don't know. Kevin.
Okay. Kevin is new.
They're all being molested back there.
I wasn't here last year. Was Derwood here last year? Yes. Derwood was here last year. Okay. How about Bill was here last year? Okay. Joe was here last year, even though we weren't here.
So I guess the highlight of my weekend was being overserved once again by Baron Frosty.
Okay.
Baron Frosty?
The thing about Baron and his group, If you don't ever know what to do at a place where you're having a Pride 48 convention, Baron and those guys know every tour.
Okay.
And so, you know, they should be the tour guide. So they're probably, I think they're at the Swamp or something right now.
The Swamp? What is the Swamp? Is that
no,
a bar?
They did a Swamp tour.
They did like a night Swamp tour?
No. They're probably done now.
They're doing the Swamp Butt tour.
Swampy pants, which is what we're going to have after this show is over.
Yeah, and I wore my European pants.
Your sexy European jeans?
Yeah, my sexy European jeans.
Well, it makes for an easy hatch for with that strap in the back, that exposed area.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I...
Well, it doesn't go up the back. It can just go...
It could, depending on how you bend.
Now I lost track of time because Fatty made us.
Are we supposed to have it with a certain amount of time between each one?
Well, I'm doing 5 minutes is what I'm doing.
Okay.
But, you know, it could be. Okay. We could do shorter, but I was trying to space it to the end.
Ricky looks like he's eyeing them off already.
So, Ricky, Ricky says to me at the beginning, when we're setting up over there, he says to me, "Oh, I've got to go eat later, so can I just take one little bite or maybe just lick each one?" so I don't get full. I don't know what's going on over here.
No. No, so, I'm going to go eat later, and I don't want to be super full. That's why.
All right. No, these are just 10 little wings.
No, I'm so skinny.
You're a strapping young girl. You will be fine after eating these 10 wings.
I get so full so easy.
I've not heard Nessa laugh that loud.
This is just a palate cleanser for you.
So, Ricky, what other than breaking your toilet, what was your favorite part of the weekend?
Fried chicken.
Well, the fried chicken is good, but I think I still really enjoyed walking through the neighborhoods with Melinda and just, like, looking at the people's houses and their gardens and... You know, it's kind of weird to see mold growing on buildings and stuff like that, too. So, but it's interesting.
So mold was your favorite thing about the
weekend? Well, no, just seeing, like, broken down houses. No,
oh, poverty. Mold and poverty were Ricky's two favorite things about the weekend.
Not at all. Oh, my God.
Y'all, I love when seeing people that aren't as well off as I am. It just makes me so happy.
Wait, Ricky just got a southern accent for some reason.
I'm not apologizing. That's how we know it's not Adam's accent.
I used to talk like that all the time too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And when Ricky, I'm from Virginia.
And when you get overserved,
drinking.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's bad.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. Nova. I didn't know you were from Virginia. I thought you were from Florida because that's the only place I've ever known you from.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for some reason, I don't feel like Floridians have a very strong southern accent.
They maybe do have southern accents.
North Florida has a southern accent.
Well, Central Florida does too.
South Florida has a Spanish accent.
I mean, maybe I wouldn't know it anyway because, you know, I have a southern accent. So maybe none of them sound southern to me.
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and move on to number 3.
Okay.
Which is, I have no idea, it's Patio's Potion. And it's got a bunch of stuff in it, but okay. I'm not going to read all that. So here we go.
Peppers and garlic and grapefruit, onions, carrots.
So who from the studio audience is going to come try this one?
This doesn't taste spicy at all.
It's vinegary.
Yeah, it is vinegary.
I think they got switched.
I don't think so.
And these are the ones that they use on Hot Ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is season 8 of Hot Ones. They're on season 9 now, but it gets a little hotter after
you... It's not that hot.
It's not that hot. It's got good flavor to it, so I know that there's some on there. It's just not what I was expecting.
It's pretty good, actually.
So this
is good.
This is what happens on Hot Ones, though. You get lulled into a sense of...
You get tricked.
The first 3 or 4, you're like, oh, this is going to be easy. This is going to... No problem. And then you get to, like, the back half.
Mm-hmm.
And and then they get...
We love the back half.
That's when it gets spicy? Sounds like my bedroom. Okay, I thought that was funny. Nobody else did. But that's
so I've already talked about this on my show, but I'll just because I didn't prepare content other than wings, which is great for an audio podcast, right? I've talked a little bit about on my show, but I don't know who listens to it. So I have a car, mm-hmm. and I've always driven a sports car. So I drive a 370Z, and so I started that way before my midlife, so I wouldn't look like I was having a midlife crisis, you know? I've just mm-hmm. always driven a sports car. But I drove a Dodge Caravan up
Ooh,
here.
Ooh, sexy.
I know. I had to rent something to... But I was so impressed. It is so spacious on the inside.
That's how they get you, Grandpa. You're so much room in here.
And I've been thinking, I need to get a more practical vehicle because my car...
How does the seats disappear in it?
Magic.
Okay.
I don't know. There's some... So it's like I thought that I was going to have to take the seats out.
Okay.
And put them, because I have all this equipment that we've got here basically came with me. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to, because when my mom had a Dodge Caravan like a long time ago when I was in junior high school,
mm-hmm.
and we had to like take them out and put them on the,
okay.
Put them outside mm-hmm. the van, to put stuff in there. So I thought I was going to have this huge project of like, I don't know, unbolting them or something. it couldn't have been more simple.
Okay.
It was, you lift up a little panel in the floor, you pull a little lever, a little string, and it goes floop down.
What does it go?
It goes floop.
Could you do that in slow motion?
Yes, please. No, wouldn't be that high.
Could you do that as
him? Could I do that as him? Well, y'all, there was just this car and this caravan, and I needed to put the seats down, and you open this hatch and you pull the string and it just goes floop and it just goes right in there, and it's just so wonderful. And
it's just magic.
It's just magic, y'all. I just couldn't believe it. Gee, my Nilly, I
swear. It's like Houdini.
It's like Houdini. It's like Houdini, the 80s rap group, Houdini. I just couldn't believe it.
And not only that, but then the little thing that you lift up goes perfectly flat over them, and it's as if they were never there.
Is that the technical term, the little thing?
The thing.
Okay. That explains it. Thanks, Adam.
The lid. The whatever you want to call it. There's a hatch.
A hatch? Okay.
That you know, you lift a thing and then...
It's car talk with three homosexuals.
It's very...
The process is called stow and go.
Stow and go. Oh, there's an official name for it. Mm. Well, anyway,
You were a soccer mom.
But the thing is, I mean, the thing about the sports cars, I'm very torn because I really enjoy the compliments that I always get from the 17-year-old drive-through boys. I mean, anytime I go through a drive-through, and they've all got, especially, I'm not going to say that one, any drive-through that I go through, there's always these hot little 16, 17, 18, legal, I'm sorry, all legal boys.
I'm sure.
And I always get, and I, you know,
I got to go. Bye. Right. Would you look at the time? Wow, guys, thank you so much.
I need to keep my global interest.
Sorry, I should have started at 18. My apologies. Whatever age they are, it doesn't matter. They're ageless. And I pull up, and they say, you know, either right when I pull up or as I'm leaving.
Do you really think enticing 16-year-old boys with a van?
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, a van's going to get me no compliments at all. They're just going to think I'm going to, Mark says, everyone's going to think you're a kidnapper. You know, driving, because we have a white Dodge Caravan. I mean, kidnappers use those. So,
Does it have windows?
They usually don't have windows.
Oh, yeah, it does have windows.
Okay, well,
you're fine. You're fine.
Right.
All right, number four.
All right, and what is number four called?
I don't know. Fatty's going to grab it real quick, and I'm not going to
But what about the sauce?
It is Chiba Gold, something style, Barbados style, Scotch bonnet.
Oh, this one's got a different smell to it. This one smells a little more earthy.
It has a Scotch bonnet pepper in it.
Vomit?
Scotch vomit pepper.
Yes, Scotch vomit pepper. This one's curry. It's got like a curry taste to it.
You can do it, Gary.
Come on, Gary. Come on.
I'll pass.
It's not very hot.
No. No. We are going to get...
What is that noise?
I'm just getting
ice cream.
Already?
No, I don't need it, but it's got to be out. It's at the very bottom.
So what is your history with buffalo wings? Are you a big buffalo wing
fan?
No, there's no
history at all. I mean, I do like spicy food. I do like spicy food. However, no, it's not that one. It's this one.
Okay.
I do like spicy food, but I don't have... Buffalo wings are usually the really vinegary, like... And I find that to be really sour and not enjoyable. I like a little bit more flavor than just the straight-up vinegar. And so... And so, anyway, the bottle. Or is he looking for the bottle?
Yeah.
It's right there. And so I don't really do buffalo wings, but I do like to order spicy food. I mean, you know, it doesn't love me.
Are you a fan of Tabasco?
Because
you
really don't
use Tabasco on buffalo wings, but I love Tabasco. And Taffy and I, when we went to Jackson Square, there's a Tabasco store. And they have something that you apparently they only have in this store. So if you like Tabasco, before you leave, you may want to go.
Do they have the Chipotle one?
They do have Chipotle. They have a ton of different like flavors of Tabasco, but they have one that they only sell in the store called House Reserve, and apparently it uses like 8-year-old like it's like in like barrels for like 8 years before they release it, and it had like it like for anybody who knows Tabasco, imagine Tabasco where it was a much more robust flavor and it was like layered, which is a weird thing to say about Tabasco, but it was so good. I tried a little bit on a pretzel and immediately grabbed a box and was like, I'll take it because I love Tabasco. So this is something I'm looking forward to putting on. Like chicken and stuff. I like Tabasco sauce on French fries.
We have another comment from Laughing Buddha. It's not hot enough yet, is it?
No, it's getting there. Now, this one starts out with a nice smokiness to it, and then the heat comes on, and then it, I, you know, from a 0 to 10, I would rate this one a 3.
A 3? Okay. Okay.
It's not very hot.
Well, we're at number 4, so maybe, yeah, maybe. Right. I don't know, but anyway. So go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, I talked to you. You're not a big Buffalo Wing fan?
No, I like Buffalo Wings.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm totally down. Although I don't really like mine breaded. I'm more of a naked.
I am. I would agree with that. I definitely like the
chicken
naked
wing.
More.
Yeah.
So, but breading you tried, away. Adam. That's really was all. Yeah.
It's fine. It's
I
great.
I tried. I mean, I didn't get not Popeyes. I didn't get naked. They called these naked, but not,
that's because there's nothing on it.
Yeah, there's
no, oh, I'm not on my show. Sorry.
Richard Denise.
He was offended that I said naked?
Hendrick.
He looks really offended. He's back there talking.
He's back there sucking on that bone like a...
like he hasn't eaten in days.
Like a senior on prom night.
Well,
and there's RT taking pictures of him. That's, fun. You know... that won't be photoshopped later or anything, I'm sure.
Right. So on my way here, I stopped off at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
So I'll just tell people, don't spend the extra money for the Ritz-Carlton if you come to the... I mean, I got in the room and I was like, yeah, I mean, it's nice and everything, but not for the amount of money that you pay. And mm-hmm. and the steam room was completely empty. There was no eye candy to look at.
Okay.
There was nothing going on. Yes?
Did the missing shirts turn up?
No, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to call them. So I got here, and I was missing 2 button-up shirts.
Okay.
So I called the Ritz, because I thought I must have hung them in the closet at the Ritz. And I called them, and they said, no, we do an inspection, sir, right after we do our cleaning, and we would have caught that. And she said, and now there's someone in the room, but we'll look into it once they check out. So I have to call them back.
And okay. Now they are cum rags.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know where I left them. I guess they...
Well, that mystery ended with a twist.
Why would they be... I don't understand why they would be cum rags.
Well,
because they're your shirts.
They're yours.
These are Adam Byrne shirts. I want to cake my DNA on them.
All right, we're going to move on to number 5.
Okay, I have a question. I have a question before we do number 5. Do either of you have a little bit of tingling on your lips? Because I'm just starting to right on the tip of it. I have a little bit of tingling.
No.
I have a little bit of tingling on my lips.
Is that the sauce or a coleslaw?
I'll never tell.
Ew. Okay, so number 5 is, and Fatty left apparently.
Yeah,
so,
our bottle model left.
Our bottle model left. So this one is. Also hot ones, it's Los Calientes.
Oh, Ricky and I would appreciate
y'all.
That.
That means hot.
So, go ahead.
Actually, I think it means ahead. The hot, right?
All right.
Sorry.
No, you had your chance. We had to pick up the slack.
Did you read it?
I did.
Okay. Oh, so you're not even paying attention. Thanks, Ricky. Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks, Ricky. I mean, Maddie.
This is sweet.
Yeah, this is sweet.
Are you sure you got these in the right order?
Yeah. They're in the right order.
Hmm. Can you hand me the bottle again?
Why do I feel like this is going to be...
Can you hand me the bottle again?
You going to put a little more on?
Yeah. It's not very hot.
Is that what the spoon's for?
No, the spoon is for the ice cream.
Oh, okay. So don't dip this in the hot sauce that we're using it for ice cream?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to put a little more on.
We may not need the ice cream. Apparently, you guys.
No,
are
I have a feeling that we are going to be where it's going to be mild, 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 mild ass rape. That's going to be pretty much what happens.
What's wrong with that? Wait.
Well, I said it lulls you into. Yeah, and maybe we didn't put enough on there or something. But
I think it's sweet. It's a sweet one.
I want to say I've enjoyed the flavor of all of these that we've had so far, though. They haven't been incredibly hot yet. I feel like. They're getting a little hotter, but it's a very slow build. It's definitely a very slow build.
Then add extra, because I just did it. It definitely kicks in a little bit.
It's a little spicier if you add more.
Oh. I can try that with a little extra. I mean, why not? If I can pick it up.
That's not too bad. It's pretty good. Wow, he got a lot of ice cream.
I mean, I feel like that's a lot.
Mild Ass Rape was the name of your first album, which
the song track, the track listing.
Not too bad. That was pretty good, actually.
Maybe.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I might make a suggestion for Ricky that he take it easy on the hot sauce or he'll be melting the second wax ring on his turtle. Yeah.
It is much harder. I don't think we put enough on him. No, you think
you need more. Maybe we need to pour a little more.
I think we need to put a little bit more.
So when we get it, we'll pour it on.
I mean, I wouldn't. I might.
Are there three in each one?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, why don't you do that?
Oh, but we may not want to, as they get hotter, though, we may want to try it before we just pour it on
people,
there.
Then people are going to have to take them from here, right?
Okay. Well, how about we just do another extra dab on each one
that we already have.
That way, if people want to try them.
Yeah, that's
so would you like to...
Oh, my goodness.
Would you like to prepare our meat, Big Fatty?
Which one?
It's this one.
Okay, calm down.
Okay, all right. Jesus. Okay. Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. We got the dipping bowls.
Oh. This is the one that scares me because it's
not the scary one. You don't want to put more.
Because it looks like it's in a medicine bottle.
Right. It looks like it's some sort of weird tonic. Okay, so you're drinking water. Have you drank any water yet?
No.
I haven't drank any water yet either.
What is that like? Is that like some kind of pride? Like,
challenge extended. I can go the longest.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You're supposed to go as long as you can without the water.
This will be a personal wager between you and I.
It's on. I don't like to lose.
So tell you what. If you take a drink before I do, you have to stop saying Pot is My Co-Pilot is a spinoff.
Oh. And then if I win... Then you get to say you're a spinoff on every show for a year.
I will say spinoff for 2 months.
Every fifth show for a year.
Every fifth show for a year. Okay, well, that equals out to 10. Okay, math whiz, there's more than... Every fifth show?
Poor thing, she couldn't even do the board right.
Every fifth show?
I wasn't even here.
Every fifth show for a year. Every fifth show. Hey. Every fifth show for a year.
Okay.
All right.
We're doing the next one now.
But I only have to stop saying it for a year.
What?
I only have to stop saying it for a year.
Okay, we'll see.
Oh, my gosh. Can you guys, like, do you need, like, contracts to sign or anything
No, this was a verbal contract.
Okay.
And it is binding.
And what's it called?
This one is Adobo Loco Hawaiian Hot Sauce Kalachi Kid or Kalahe Kid.
So it's Hawaiian
and ghost pepper.
Oh. We both went. Both the gentlemen went. Oh.
It's very vinegary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I
don't know that I like the.
Wait a minute. Bring it.
See, this is what I think about.
This tastes a little more like Tabasco to me. It's vinegary.
Oh shit! Here's the heat.
This is like what I. Imagine this is what buffalo wings are like to me. Very vinegary. Oh.
Unbothered.
I don't find this one to be extremely hot either.
No, I'm not eating the whole thing.
Oh, finish the whole thing, bitch.
I'm only eating the side with the sauce on it.
No, pop the whole thing in your mouth.
It's too vinegary.
Janessa is trying this one.
Just picture junior high.
This
pop
has no hot
mouth.
Sauce on it, though.
Would you like to add some more?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Some more of this?
Some more of that.
I'll add it.
No. You can add it.
Okay, that's good.
You need some alcohol now?
No.
Okay.
So this one is a little bit hotter for you?
This one is. You need more if you don't think it's hot. I think it's spicy.
No, it is spicy.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. We've also got... What number is this?
We're inching up on Ass Rape, then?
Now we're at mild capital M.
Okay.
I don't know. I was expecting... I will say this. By this level, I was expecting like it to taste... To feel like someone was like, I don't know, chopping my tongue in half or something. I mean, the way these people react when they're eating these things.
Okay, but how much sauce do they
have?
Whoa! I think they have a lot. If you look at the pictures online, they're like dripping with sauce. and shut up. But I mean, they're like dipped in the.
Oh, I hate being dripping.
They're
the
literally
sauce.
Dipped
dripping
in the
with
sauce.
Was Taffy's first album. So.
Dripping the sauce.
What time is it? 8:33. All right,
it's we're going pretty good.
It's 8:33. So anyway, I was just saying, I don't suggest it, spending the money for the. If you're gonna do the Ritz Carlton, just do a regular room. I mean, don't do it. I'm just going back to the Ritz Carlton for no apparent reason.
Is there a
but,
spa here?
There is not a spa. Oh well.
I
got a little. Uh-oh. I got a little heat when I said spa for some reason.
Spa. Yeah. No.
Okay. There's not a spa here, but yeah, I wanted for my birthday. I wanted to treat myself and stay in a nice room and all that, and it was nice. But then I always have that buyer's remorse. Like I get a nice room and then I'm like, you know what? They have a bed in the Holiday Inn, and it's like cheaper. You know, I could just sleep in that. So
the hotel's been great.
But Mark will say, yeah, and this is a great hotel. But Mark will always say, well, you're the one that always wants to try the really expensive hotels when we go on vacation. So I guess it's me, you know.
I'm cheap. I do not pay a lot of money for rooms.
I always blame it on him,
you're
though.
You're sleeping. It doesn't matter what you're doing in there.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is true. And what ends up happening is you're doing stuff outside of the hotel more. And then you're like, why did I spend this money on the hotel?
Yeah, I mean, when we do the cruises, we don't have a problem with doing an interior room most of the time because really you sleep, shower, and fuck there. That's all you do. So there's really – and get changed.
Wait, you two?
Yes. Taffy and I, clearly. No.
How do you think the waves get made in the ocean?
We haven't done an interior room, and you two are the cruise experts. We haven't done an interior. But I will say we did a balcony this last one, and really, honestly, there was no reason. I mean, a window is enough. You can look out the window and see as much as you do in the balcony. And if you want to get the full view, you can go up to
one of the decks.
One of the decks. So,
I've only been on one cruise, and I had a balcony, and I enjoyed it because I slept out on the balcony. I loved it at nighttime.
That's
just
how people get
the
walking pneumonia.
How do you get walking pneumonia in 80-degree weather?
Because it's humid.
Humid.
Well, we were on an Alaska cruise, so I guess you might be able to do that. Okay, yeah, we're maybe. Moving on. Thank you.
Okay, so what is this one?
So this one is over by you.
Okay.
It's – you want to read it? Well, I can read it. It is garlic Reaper sauce, and this is a Carolina Reaper pepper.
The big fatty story.
So this one – and this one he put extra on. So.
All right, let's try it.
We'll see.
Is there something crunchy in it?
We do have some
skin.
Wow.
Okay. No, but other than skin.
I don't like the taste. Holy shit! I don't like the flavor of this one.
Yeah, the flavor's not. It's very, I don't know if bitter is the right word for it.
Yeah,
it's
bitter.
Like, but I mean, not vinegary bitter. It's like, it's
is that
other.
The one you just ate? This one right there?
All
right. Oh, they're starting to get hot.
Come on, Bad Blue.
How many more do we have?
Three.
Oh, Ricky.
I'm being mouth raped.
There it goes.
Ice cubes.
I feel like I'm more of a champ than I thought I was. Because I mean, I did have water at the beginning, so maybe it's because it's building up on your tongue. But...
oh.
Yes, this is hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
All right. Now, this is a hot sauce that...
My heart is like...
My heart is right here. It's like beating right here. You're like yellow.
That does something that I hate about hot sauces that are like... This is fucking aggressive. Okay? Because you get the vinegary base, but then you get slammed with a level of heat... that would have killed my grandmother in Albany, Minnesota.
All of a sudden, it went down my throat. I don't know if I can talk anymore.
We're not being ass-raped yet, but we've been placed on the pinball table at this point.
Okay,
this reminds me of the Rawhide last year.
Oh, then I am so sorry.
I'd like to remind you that was only number 7 of 10.
No, I really felt like it was okay. I was doing fine, and then somehow my throat.
Wait. Apollonius just sprayed both of us with some cool water. Was your mouth open?
They were both closed.
No. They were both closed? Okay.
Oh, nothing.
Do you need milk?
No. Fuck no. Fuck no.
No, bruh. I'm ready to get started, bruh.
Yeah, bruh. I love two things. Pussy and my tongue being on fire.
I like my tongue being on fire in a pussy.
That's right, man. I want her to feel it when I'm eating that puss.
We don't need extra of that. We don't need extra of that.
They already look very vibrant in color.
We don't need extra of that.
Put down the brush, big fatty.
That one will kill people.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
That is the one.
Oh.
I don't want to touch my face.
Look.
I don't know what happened on that one.
You were like, you're not even red, you're orange.
I think Ricky is about to combust.
Oh.
Orange is his natural complexion.
Alabaster.
Now who tried it from the studio audience?
Derwood. He was crying.
Yeah, I didn't get through that. That was I'm just going to get back to my water, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Woo.
All right. Well,
yeah, brah.
Okay, so now this is where if I had the ability to play
sound
effects,
you feel it?
I would play like
go. You want to fucking go?
Yeah.
Go on,
dude,
let's go.
Fucking do it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the boom, you know, like the really whatever kind of music. So this one we're
legit,
about to do.
The way you guys are acting right now is like a sex dream I've had.
Yeah. You want to take turns on her after these wings, bro?
Yeah, bro. Let's take some fucking shit out of her.
Get some beer.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We're going to start.
Girls. So this next one is always the challenging one. And it's called Da Bomb Beyond Insanity.
Oh, that's the one in the funny bottle.
Yeah. So.
Are we going to eat it?
So I would take a small bite first.
I'm like shaking right now.
I would take a small bite.
No,
first.
Because you have to eat the whole thing. You might as well just get it over with.
You want just. All right.
No, you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It's not
no,
a rule.
No, all right. Toast. Pop the whole thing in your mouth. One.
Oh my god, they are going to fall in the floor.
Well, just you have to chew it fast.
Okay.
All right, one,
two, three.
Oh, shit. Oh, I put it tongue side down too, which was dumb.
I don't want to chew anymore.
I think I have. I think it takes a few minutes for these to set in for me because I know it. I feel like it's going to be hot. This is also one that's very bitter.
Yeah,
it's very bitter. It doesn't taste good at all. So like the first four. Oh, Hendrick is. he's. But I'm okay. I mean, I'm not dying. I thought I'd be like on the floor. They can't talk now. Their eyes are watering. They're, you know.
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Awesome. It's fantastic. Come on, guys.
So for those audio listeners, Tom is eating that and talking to us.
It's
and,
delicious.
You know, it is getting hotter. It is definitely. This is what.
Oh.
I might do. I'm good.
Bread isn't water.
I'm sorry for the audio listeners, but this is priceless for the ones in the room.
Fuck me. Oh.
I don't feel anything.
Taylor, close everything.
I feel like I need to say something though, because we're—it's just like everyone's standing around. It's very hot. But I'm not doing what they're doing. They're like not taking water.
We can't take water. We have a bet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't have that bet, but it comes right back though. It's really funny though to watch.
What I want to know is which bra is going to last. Is it going to be Taylor?
Is it's going to be fucking me, Ricky? Bra. It's going to be me, bra.
Bra.
It's going to be me, bra. It's going to be me.
Melinda.
All right. Yeah. Melinda, you're still alive. Can you tell us?
Oh. Well, first of all, there's no fucking water left.
No water.
I have ice. That is really fucking hot and miserable and horrible, and I don't like it.
So, Taylor, are you gonna live?
Melinda,
how's it going? We're almost to the next one. So
I feel like I'm about to have an anxiety attack.
This is where we see two podcasters combust.
Two queens sit before you.
No, you don't need to put there more on any of these.
No.
No, they got two left.
I think we're good. But just for those of you at home, we have the entire studio audience like gathered around the table.
It's part right. for moral support.
We're on, I don't know. My mouth is in pain. We're on, it's called Hellfire Hot Sauce. Fear This. And it's also featuring the Carolina Reaper. So, whenever you guys are ready.
Number 9 to the blonde guy. Okay.
Oh, I just snorted. It felt like something hot went up my nose.
You ready?
It's okay, Shelby.
Adam takes his first bite.
All right, who else wants to try this?
I'm right here.
Big Ricky's working on it.
I'm going to start with that much, which is like...
Taylor, are you still alive?
Yeah.
He said meekly.
Now I'm told that number 8 is worse than 9 and 10. So hopefully, like,
I would agree with that.
You do have a little bit of sauce on your nose, right on the underside of your nose there. So
that's why when I snorted, it hurt.
Hellfire. So this one is Hellfire.
No.
It's also the Reaper. I will tell the audience at home, I did have ice cream because I'm not crazy.
Blind Guy Jay is a good description.
Blind Guy Jay has a
I think if this is number 9 that I'm trying, it's hot. It sort of made the surface of my tongue a little numb, and my lips are feeling a little numb, but it's good. I'm not crying yet, which...
Then how about you just do a little number 8 there?
If something's interesting, I should... My nose should start running, and I should start crying. So
you don't understand. I got a drop on the inside of my nose, and I snorted it.
I doubt the eyesight's coming back.
Don't you need some milk or ice cream?
To dip my nose in?
Do you need to snort it?
I was saying someone dipped their nose in a glass of milk before.
No,
Babalu is telling you to eat ice cream, and Joey is saying... The Widow Babalu.
The medicine bottle one was heinous. That
yeah.
Awful.
If anyone wants to try the medicine bottle one, you can take a breadstick and dip it if you want to try it.
Wait.
My question is what if neither one of us drink milk? What are we going to do? What's the...
We go until the show is over, and then we just have to eat... Oh, God. Oh, burping was the worst. Then we're okay. No, I'm okay.
Yeah. All right, so
we got the last one. Come on, come on, dude.
No, we're not there yet. We got a couple. We got another minute before we do that. So I'll let your mouth rest just a little bit. Ricky is standing up. This is totally probably not even an audio podcast release, but it's.
This is not an audio podcast release.
No.
What is that? No, we are killing ourselves for your show.
Is it going to be entertaining to listen to?
Yeah,
to
okay. You know what? If you're not going to release it, then I'm going to release it. It's an episode of Pod Is My Go-By.
I will release it. I'll release it. I will release it.
There, you know what the weird thing is? All these noises you and I are making, someone somewhere is going to masturbate to this. Uh-oh.
She's right here.
No, we're not doing extra number 10.
Now, number 10, the tradition is on number 10, you do what's called the last dab. So you take the bottle and you just put a little dab extra on your wing.
Okay.
So you shake it up, you put a little extra dab.
We'll do our own. We'll do our own.
Yeah.
I said we'll do our own!
And, Fatty wants to do this for some reason. He wants to, and that's a thick one. So,
oh my God,
you're gonna. So, and I think you'll be okay because I really feel like 8's gonna be the worst.
Okay. Can I just say for a second, this is horrible. I am so glad I'm doing this with the two of you. I'm serious. Aww. I am serious. This is fun. And
yeah,
I'm glad I'm doing
fun.
This to you. I'm saying that because there's a good chance after this ash raping, I'm not going to be able to talk, so I just want to make sure that's out there.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay.
All right, so and do we have to pop the whole thing, or can we do we just eat it?
It's up to you. Number 10 is called Hot Ones, The Last Dab.
Are you like dizzy?
This is also Carolina Reaper Special
I'm
Edition.
I'm shaky.
I am like shaky and dizzy right now.
And my hands are sweating.
Wait. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Oh.
I don't feel like I got enough. Can somebody hand me the bottle?
No, I need it.
Oh, no, I hate Ricky.
I feel like I need a little bit more.
You put as much on yours as I put on mine.
I don't have one. I ate mine. Is there any left?
There's plenty. Here's another one.
What are you shaking for?
I'm going to do a little one.
Drink your drink, Shelby.
Okay, that's good.
I would like the bottle, too, please.
So we're all eating a second one of the number 10.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't feel the...
Okay,
chug, shut up.
All right, ready?
1, 2, 3.
All right, then the crowd quiets. Pain is evident on Taylor's face as Ricky decides whether his mouth will implode. Now they're holding hands to get through it all.
Ow!
And I don't think the ow is coming from the pressure
that one
of
actually,
Taylor's
that's
grip.
Not bad.
That was
that's
not
definitely
bad.
The worst one.
Yeah, number... Da Bomb is definitely the worst one, yeah. It
definitely
is.
what was that?
Oh, do we need to do another Da Bomb?
No, fuck you.
If I do another Da Bomb, I win.
No, that wasn't the deal.
Are you a sore loser?
I'll do some bread with some more Da Bomb on it.
All right,
I'll do it, because I don't feel like 9 and 10 were as hot.
Do any of you need medical attention?
No.
No. No, come on.
Not only did we do 10, we did an extra one.
That's a lot.
The audience is completely surrounded.
Do you want to win or do you not want to win?
We both won because neither one of us has taken water yet. That was the rules.
Do we keep going until one of us
no,
has water?
No.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Here.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Hold on. Wait.
Uh-oh.
Somebody get Miss Burton
down.
Another
Taylor
red stick. This is the last thing I'm doing.
Down. And Ricky Burton.
Just sop his up.
There can only be one.
Just sop his
up.
Yeah, cheers.
Just
because
you can.
No.
Oh, no, I'm...
There you go.
Yes, oh. I'm up like gravy.
Ricky is in it to win it. Let me tell you, he is like...
Or lose it.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are...
One, two, three.
I pray for your bathroom.
Right?
Okay. Oh dear, look at that. I have not seen so much pain on the face of a human being.
I don't know why the reaction is so quick. It's not. What? No, I mean, it's getting hot, but it's really slowly getting hot. Like,
because your tongue has been seared off.
I mean, I feel.
I think Ricky is seeing God at this point right now. It reminds me of that Simpsons episode.
It's like the more saliva that gets in your mouth.
Right.
It's where
it does. This one is definitely it makes you want to cough. Like, I don't feel a lot of heat on my tongue, but you really, like, on the back of your throat, like, when you're talking, you really start to feel, it. But I'm not sweating. Yeah. I didn't think I would be too good at this, but now I will admit I did have water and a little bit of ice cream earlier, but I haven't had anything. Do we need an EMT?
Does anyone have any last words?
Yeah, can either of you? Can anyone speak?
Big Thank you for letting me do this.
Completely unrelated question. Is Shark Week still going to be a thing?
Oh, I'm going to have some entries tonight.
My nose
We're at about 3 a.m.
My nose is running, but... Well, I want to thank the two of you because I asked lots of people to do it. Now, I did... And a lot of people said no. We just have about 3.5 minutes, something like that. Ricky is like... Now he's like... Wiping his tongue with a napkin. And and Taylor is just in a daze right now. He looks like he wants his mother. And
he has a tremor.
He's having little butt bells palsy right now.
He's gonna start rocking back and forth in a second. I have no idea what time it is because everyone's standing in front of all the clocks. But Taylor, how you doing? How you doing? You gonna make it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it.
So who won?
The more you talk, the worse it gets.
The viewers won.
Well, I just want to say I feel pretty good because I mean, I will say I had a little bit of water and a little bit of ice cream. So you guys definitely did better than me. But I haven't had ice cream or water for the past three. So... And I'm still able to talk, so I feel like I did okay. It hurts, though. Like a mother... Like, the back of my throat, like, right up in here. It does feel like someone's, like, stabbing you in the throat. A little bit. I'm not sweating, though, either.
Well, I think it's clear that Adam won, so both of y'all need to say you're a spinoff of Geeky Gay.
They're both a spinoff of the watermelon video. It's
every fifth show for a year.
No, they don't have to say that. It's fine. I don't need any spinoffs.
Next show, they need to give you praise that you're able to talk right now.
Well, I mean, it's not comfortable to talk. And all of a sudden, my nostril feels like it's in pain. But I don't know where that came from. Yeah.
Next, we're snorting it.
Yeah, all right, well, Fatty's, I don't know what Fatty's putting it on the board. All right, well, we only have a minute left.
Ricky, where can people find you?
Yeah. iTunes, Spotify. ThoughtMonkeys.com.
Taylor, where can you be found?
PodIsMyCoPilot.com.
All right. Well, I can be found at geekygay.com. I can't say the name of my show. I don't have any music. You guys can find, you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. And Butt First is coming up tomorrow. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Seven seconds.
Are we allowed to drink? No.
Three, two, one. All right.
I need ice in my. Yeah.
Here. I'm gonna drink some milk too. Oh, wait, there's two cups. Cheers.
Hey there, it's me, your Auntie Vera Charles from Vera Speaks for Real, or used to be Vera. Anyway, you've been listening to the Pride 48 New Orleans Live Streaming Weekend 2019. Day two of the live streaming has come to an end, but the fun is not over. Just because you aren't in the Big Easy in person doesn't mean you can't get in on the fun. You can still buy some sweet merchandise from the event. Go over to pride48.com, click on the shop link to browse our collection of shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more. Our t-shirts this year feature our new Pride 48 mascot,
Donna,
Mags the Unicorn. He was skillfully drawn by Taylor the Latte Boy and is dedicated to our recently lost Pride 48 community member who really embodied the community spirit of Pride 48. Plus, you can be included in the raffle, which ends during the closing show tomorrow. Just hit the purple donate button at pride48.com, and for every $5 you contribute, you'll get an entry in the raffle. So a $20 donation gets you 4 tickets, and $100 gets you 20. If you win, we'll make sure the prizes are sent to you at home. All proceeds help Pride 48 stream all year long. Remember, you can follow all the fun through our social media accounts. Just head to pride48.com and click on our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube links to follow us and look for hashtag P48NOLA and P48Expo for photos, videos, and stories of the in-person event. Join us again tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for our final day of live streaming and more of your favorite shows. Bonsoir!